The Feast of the Ascension, as you know, historically in the church and in many places around the world, is still celebrated on 40 days after Easter. And mention is made of that that period of time, 40 days. In the first reading from the New Testament from Philemon is that we have the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ after his resurrection from the dead. And so ascension was on the church's calendar 40 days and followed by Pentecost 10 days later. Now there is some debate about the number of days, 40. 40 is somewhat of a spiritual, mystical number in the scriptures, starting in the Old Testament. And I'm sure if I called on any number of you, you could tell me the instances where 40 appears first in the Old Testament. 40, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights in the days of Noah. The Israelite people wandered in the desert 40 years on their journey to the promised land. It says that Jesus, we recall, went into the desert for 40 days and was tempted there by the devil. In the Old Testament, Moses went up on the mountaintop and there the Lord God Yahweh presented him with the commandments. So 40 is a religiously mystical number, and some scripture scholars would say that there is some debate as to whether or not it really means 40 days, whether it means 40 years, or whether the use of that number is the equivalent to the amount of time that it takes to accomplish the task at hand. And so we say of the ascension that it was 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord. And as you heard, the deacon, when he proclaimed the gospel for today, we take note of the fact that it is introduced by saying it is the conclusion of the gospel according to St. Matthew. Chapter 28 is the last chapter in Matthew's gospel, and this is the end of the gospel, the ascension. And Matthew sets the scene. Basically, what we have is this gathering of the apostles. And of course, the event is to take place on a mountaintop. Now, we know that in the scriptures, mountaintop experiences have particular significance. In the New Testament, it was, of course, on the mountaintop where there was the event of the Transfiguration. It was up the mountain where Moses went to get the commandments. So Matthew is setting the scene for what Jesus had already foretold. He had told his apostles, his disciples, his closest followers, is, you see me now, and in a little while you will not see me, because I will return to the Father. The return to the Father was expected. Jesus spoke about his return to the Father, and of course what he described in some of his own discourses as the fact that the Father and I are one, and if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Matthew is setting the scene. We have a mountaintop experience. we have a reference to all ages. Jesus had said, when you no longer see me, when I leave you to return to the Father, there will be sent to you an advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you for all ages, even unto the consummation of the world. Now, the commemoration on the church's calendar of the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, this was, of course, given by a premonition at the baptism of the Lord Jesus on the banks of the River Jordan. That is when baptism is introduced. So Jesus goes to John at the banks of the River Jordan and presents himself for baptism, on which occasion the voice of God is heard over the waters, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And it is said that the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Paraclete, appeared in the form of a dove. And so we have Jesus, we have the voice of God, we have the Holy Spirit. And Jesus' mandate to his followers on the occasion of the ascension is that they are being commissioned, they are being sent forth to all nations to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So what is prefigured at the baptism of the Lord is then expanded, that Jesus says, as I go away, I am giving you this mission. In many regards, chapter 28 of Matthew is referred to the selection of the great commissioning. That is really the very important thing that happens in Matthew 28. Is the mandate that Jesus gives to his followers to be witnesses and to evangelize. And in his commissioning, he expands the mission of salvation beyond the Israelite people. Some theologians say that in the establishment of the Eucharist, Jesus said that it was given for you, he says to the apostles, and for the many. Well, on the occasion of the ascension, Jesus says the many, that is to include all nations. So I commission you to go forward to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we consider the message, when we consider the theology that is introduced at that particular period of time, we have to remember that the Gospels, as we know them, and those epistles were written sometime, say, 50, 55, 60 years after the death of Jesus. Well, it's a very sophisticated theology. We consider that 2,000 years ago, those who had been hearers of the word that Jesus brought, present to the word that he was, is that the Trinitarian mystery is revealed by Jesus. And as he commissions his disciples to go forth, he commissions them to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that is thereby to incorporate into the one body that he who was incarnate and spent his time in the world for the sake of our salvation is returning to the Father. If we stop and reflect on the depth and the magnitude of that particular teaching, for all the nations, God's love, God's wish, God's will for the salvation is for all people. So he said, I send you forth to baptize. And chapter 28 of Matthew then is known as the occasion of the Great Commissioning. It happens to be the last message that Jesus gave to his followers before he returned to heaven. And the message of discipleship, to be my followers. The commissioning is referred to in the Old Testament as the occasion when another person is sent in the name of another. So Jesus makes this plan for the continued message, saying, this is what I command you, to go forth and to baptize. And you will be enlivened and energized and sustained in what you do by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Father and the Son make God continuously present in the world. And we mark the particular date as the date of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and this declaration of the universal mission of followers of Christ to bring the good news to others. And so on the occasion of the Ascension and the Great Commissioning, we are asked by the church to reflect upon the fact that we, corporately and each one of us individually, has a responsibility to bring the message of God's love and mercy to other people. That is what we are commissioned to do by our baptism, and that is why when each one of us was baptized in the church by the pouring on of water or the sprinkling or the immersion in water, the formula is, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus said, what flows from this incorporation into the body is your mission and ministry to bring the good news of God's love and the message of salvation to other people. God bless you.